seat by the grace of God.
Yes.
Meet with the house of God this morning. That's who we are this morning, as children of God.
Yes.
We are the house of God.
Yes.
We are the body.
That's right.
And one and the same.
Yes.
And the church, the body, one and the same. That's who you are this morning. I thought this week God spoke hard in several areas. You pray for me. I probably fumble around this morning. I told Brother Robert, got up, woke up pretty early, talked to God a little bit.
Yeah.
Just be honest, Brother Hatt, it seemed like we don't ever, God's got to do it with this. Sometimes just feel like you ain't got it, so God, you just have to take care of it.
That's
you just
right.
have to do what you're going to do.
Right.
And this week, God speak my heart. You know, you're at work, you talk to people. There's a lot of religious people that work with some folks that are Catholic, you know. They talk about the saints, and I thought, unto God. No man got no authority to proclaim nobody's saint. And I'm a saint. I'm a child of God.
Sure.
You're saved by the grace of God. You're a saint.
That's right.
That's proclaimed by Jesus Christ, not by a man. I don't need no man to call me anything, proclaim me. They don't have no authority to do that, no how.
Right.
But I'm glad I'm a saint. Well, the Word of God, that's what refers to us as His children that we saint.
Yes.
But right now, I'm not waiting on to do some great work in my lifetime or accomplish this or accomplish that or what the world thinks about me ain't got nothing to do with it, Brother Robert. I'm a saint right now, child of God. You're a saint right now. If you're saved by the grace of God, He said you're a saint.
Yeah.
Who made you a saint? Jesus did.
Right.
You're His saint. You belong to Him.
Yeah.
He proclaims it. I'd a whole lot rather know what He says about me than what man says about me. That'd do me a whole lot better and a lot more good, Brother. And a lot of things He had to say about me, it ain't no good. And I need the help of God to make it right. But listen, it's coming from Him. It ain't coming from a man.
Right.
I don't need some man's opinion. I need to know what God says.
Right.
About me. I need to know what God says about me.
Yeah.
And that's what helps me down the road, Brother Robert. That's what helps you to grow. Thank God is what God says about you. What's God have to say about it? Not what man has to say.
Right.
Man's opinion ain't no good no how. It's all it is an opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one, and a man's opinion is never right.
Right.
It ain't never right for that.
Right.
If what we believe this morning is in line with the Word of God, then it's right, but then it ain't my opinion.
Right.
It's God's Word.
Yeah.
It's God's Word. It's His Word. I'm thankful for the goodness of God this morning. Hebrews chapter 5, we'll try to say, you pray for us, and we'll hope that God will help us. We'll say something to edify the body and bring glory to the name of Christ, and we'll trust God to help us. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, I'm gonna read verse 11. We're gonna look at verse 12. I said a little bit about it last week, but it was closing, quitting time, stopping time, and really didn't say a whole lot, but we'll move on from there. And the Lord help us. He said in verse number 11, Hebrews 5, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. The writer here, he said, it's hard for me to say it because you're dull of hearing. It's not hard for me to say it. It's hard for me to say it and getting it out. He said, the writer here, church, the writer here, know the truth and know some things, more deeper things than he could say concerning Christ. But he said, it's hard for me to utter them because you're dull of hearing. Not that he didn't know, not that God hadn't. Listen, God showed the man of God here, the writer here, no doubt has seen great mighty things, Brother High. His revelation had been given to him, and he's called. I mean, he knew the deep things of God because God had showed him the deep things of God. But he said, it's hard for me to utter them because y'all dull of hearing.
Right.
That's why it's hard for me to utter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't, well, I won't get ahead of myself, but it's here in Scripture. I'd like to have one, and I probably won't today, but if I had one for lunch today, sit down in front of me, brother, I guarantee I'd eat it. But you cannot put a 16-ounce ribeye meeting him there in front of that boy right there and he expect him to eat it, he ain't going to do it. He can't.
No.
He can't. It do him absolutely no good. His system, nothing about his body and system is prepared for that, Brother Hyde, and it would not do him any good. It do him more harm than good.
Right.
I don't know everything that much about food, and I surely ain't no doctor or nothing, but I do know this, that red meat is loaded with protein.
Yeah.
And your body needs protein. It builds bones, it builds strength. But muscle builders, they drink, they get all that stuff that's full of protein, and they feed themselves all that protein. And a ribeye steak got a lot of protein in it, Brother Hyde. I mean, and you need that for your muscle tone and build muscles and have strength and your bones. All that you need that, and there's great stuff in it, but that baby can't take it. He ain't ready for it, brother. He ain't ready for it. He's still on milk. He's starting to eat a few little things. They start out on it. He's saying here to these Hebrews, he said, you don't hear. He actually does later in the chapter here, in the next couple of verses, he calls them babes. He said in the Word of God, in verse 12, notice this, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers.
Yeah.
He said, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers. He's writing here, Brother Hyatt, church this morning. He's writing now. Some probably were, no doubt. Or some probably were, no doubt. In amongst these folks and amongst these people. But he's writing to people here that didn't just get saved by the grace of God yesterday.
Right.
Looks to me like they've been saved. Some of them have been saved for a while. I mean, they had some time under the belt, if you allow me to put it that way. They wasn't just newborn babes. All of them was not just newborn babes. Now, God asked the church daily such to be saved. He does that according to his own will. And he saves when he saves, and he adds when he adds. And when he ain't adding, it don't get added to. And there are newborn babes. I understand, know that, Brother. There is in churches. There is amongst a group of people. We understand it. There's different ages, talking about spiritually, not physically, but spiritually. But no doubt he had to be right to some here that had some time, Brother Robert, of knowing God. They were not just saved yesterday.
Right.
Or 6 months ago. He said to him, Brother Hyde, you ought to be teachers. You ought to be teachers. That there had to be some maturity, or should have been some maturity in these folks for him to say that. The writer, church this morning, would have never wrote that if he was speaking only to babes.
Right.
Why would he tell babes that they ought to be teachers?
Right.
He wouldn't do that.
Nope.
He was writing to some folks that ought to have some maturity to them, and they ought to have moved on down the road, but he said, you don't live here. He said, you don't hear. Now that's what held them back. We know that. He said, for one time, ye ought to be teachers. You have need, instead of teaching, Brother Robert, you have need, notice this, that one teach you again.
Yeah.
Now listen, the word again there has to imply that you done been taught one time.
Sure.
This is not new to their hearing, Brother Hyde,
right,
to their physical ears, let me put it that way. But their physical ears wasn't their problem. It was spiritually, their spiritual ears, if I can say it that way, Brother Robert, that held them back. And they did not want to really, truly grasp a hold and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, in the depth of it, and to the point that the man of God wrote to them that if they had believed that way, they'd be teachers themselves right now. They would have something from God that they can edify and help the body and the others, Brother Hyde, in teaching them what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
If they had been here.
Right.
But they're dull.
Yeah.
That means it ain't sharp. That means it's hampered. If you've got dull hearing, you don't hear well.
Right.
That's right. There's certain frequencies. I know Brother Rock knows this, and we used to do it. We don't do it at work no more. But they do hearing testing, and it's a high frequency that most people start to lose first. And I've lost a whole lot of it. And a lot of things in that frequency, I'm dull of hearing. It's hard for me to hear it, Brother Rock. It's hard for me to hear it. A lot of times I'll say, I say, I don't repeat it. Some of that is habit, but some things I just can't hear well.
Right.
And that hearing has gone dull. And when it goes dull, you can't hear.
Right.
You don't hear. It's going on around you, and people's talking, or this noise is going on, this noise is going on. Some things at work sometimes, and a lot of times, the things get rolled up. There's a problem. They'll say it's got this noise or that noise. And a lot of times at work, Brother Rod, I had to get somebody else to ride with me, because I literally do not hear. And they can hear it, but I can't hear. Well, what I can't hear, listen, it ain't doing me a bit of good. I can't locate the problem. I can't diagnose what's wrong with this vehicle. I can't find the problem. Now, if somebody can tell me where it's at, then I can look at it. Usually I can figure out the problem. But if I can't hear it, Brother Hyde, then it's a noise that I'm looking for, or that's the issue that they wrote up there, hearing a noise. And when I can't hear it, it don't do me no good. I can't do nothing with it because I can't hear it. That's what he's saying to them, Brother Hyde. That has been taught to you before. He said, you have need. He said, you have need that one teach you again.
Right.
Again, I said, that's it. Again has to imply that they've already been taught.
Right.
This is not sinners lost that he's writing to.
That's right.
It's saints of God, saved by the grace of God.
Yes,
I will prove it. God will prove it in the Word. If I can get there this morning, I hope to. It's a great scripture in the Word of God that, listen, you cannot deny that the Word of God is the Word of God. He said, you have need that one teach you again. Teach them what? Which be the first principles of the oracles of God. There's a beginning in everything. Listen, when God saved you by the grace of God, you know you were saved by the grace of God. You didn't know a whole lot about it. All you had was a milk bottle stuck in your mouth, and it tasted good to you, brother. And you'd suck on it for all it was worth and get all you could get. But it was milk because that's where you was at. You was a babe. That's all you could handle.
Right.
But you're saved by the grace of God. You did not know what God has shown you at this point in this day and time. You did not know what you know now when God saved you by the grace of God. Here's my point. Here's what he said to them. Listen, what God has given you this morning, Brother Robert, about these brothers and sisters here, the body, the church, thank God, the house of God this morning, how do you know what you know now that you didn't know then? Because you had hearing that you heard, thank God, and you ain't no longer on the bottle. You eventually got off the bottle and you start eating some solids, and then you keep on going, you keep going, you keep growing, you keep growing, but you started at the first principles. That's where you start. There's not one person alive on the face of the earth that's not saved by the grace of God that has any understanding of the Holy Ghost Spirit of God.
Right.
You don't. What did the Holy Ghost bring to it? What does he bring to the sinner's heart, Brother Hyde? Them first principles of God's is in that. That's what he's bringing to you, thank God. You're a sinner. You're lost. You're condemned, thank God. Jesus died for you. He's the answer, thank God. He's the one. When God saved me, this is what I remember, brother. This is the main thing I remember when God saved me. The Holy Ghost said, that's it.
Yes, sir.
I can't tell you what all everything was said that morning. I can't tell you everything about what I said. I did bow down before God, but I bowed before Him in my heart. Not just in a physical action, thank God, but in my heart. I know, thank God, it's under conviction. I wanted help.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost said, that's it. Just like turning the light on, that it was darkness before to me that I never could see, brother. He couldn't see.
Right.
And it's like the light switch, the power switch went on, and the Holy Ghost said, that's it. Who's Him? Christ. I seen Him. I seen Him. He's the one, thank God. And there's the first principle. He said, but y'all had to, y'all got need now that somebody teach you this again. Y'all will be teachers. But you don't hear. You know what will hold you back this morning, child of God? You know what will hold me back? Don't hear. Ain't holding God back. God's God. Don't nobody hold Him back from that. But I'll say this much. There was places Jesus couldn't do miracles because of their unbelief.
Right.
He said that. Jesus said that. Not that He didn't have the power to do it, Brother Hyde.
Right. Right.
It wasn't because they didn't have the power. He said, he told one, he said, it's not whether I can do it, it's whether you can believe. Whether you can believe.
Right.
It wasn't no lack of power, Brother Robert, that held back Jesus from doing miracles every place that his foot stepped on this earth. He had the power to do it.
Yeah.
There's dull of hearing. There's lacking in faith. They did not believe. They wouldn't believe him. That's what was holding back the power of God. Jesus held back the power of God. I can say this morning, he held it back because they didn't believe
him. Right. Sure.
It's his power he's holding back. It wasn't theirs. They couldn't obtain it. But it looks to me like, Brother Robert, if they had believed him, looks to me like, I ain't trying to add nothing to the Word of God, but it looks to me like if they had believed him, there's a good opportunity they'd have seen more. You know how we can see things this morning? Believe him.
Amen.
We can believe him. He said, the oracles of God, he said, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. You know, I wrote in the Bible right here, Brother Hatt. Have need of milk and not of strong meat. Weston, I tell you, they still own milk and starting to grow a little bit. But you mothers know this, both of y'all sitting in here this morning, y'all know this. Can't neither one of these two boys feed themselves enough to survive. Mama and daddy's got to do it. He can't feed himself enough to survive. Or he might lay something out there. He might worm his way to it, crawl his way to it, nibble on it, chew on it. But he ain't going to survive without somebody feeding him.
No.
He's not going to do it. Weston, he ain't going to survive without somebody feeding him. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
He said, Brother Robert, become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He said, to teach you again, which be the privilege. These folks, this is what I wrote in the Bible, unable to self-feed. Mm-hmm. Couldn't feed themselves. Back on the bottom. Gotta have somebody teach them again, Brother Robert. Teach them again. Teach them again. Listen, we come to meet with the house of God this morning, people of God. I say with the house of God. That's who you're meeting with. Look in the mirror, you'll see the house of God. Whose house ye are.
That's right.
That's what he said. This is a building.
That's right.
He said, whose house ye are.
Yes.
You the house of God. That's God's right. Housed in you.
That's right.
Because he put himself there.
Yes.
But listen, we come, thank God, and fellowship around the Word of God with one another and singing and testify and to preach and teach. And we do that. We meet together and thank God. We're edified in that, Brother Hatt, and we worship to worship him. And all these things are great, and we come together. There ain't nothing wrong with it. But you don't have to be here to learn something from God. If you know God, thank God, and you're here, and ain't dull, thank God. And what I'm getting at is we ought to be able to self-feed.
That's right.
And I have to have a spoon. Faith, you know, she's autistic, and it took a little longer, Brother Hatt, in some areas and things.
Yeah.
But now you put a bowl of something, food in front of her and a spoon of fork, and I guarantee you she'll go to digging in. She'll eat it faster than you will.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Brother Hatt, you eat pretty fast. But anyway, she'll eat. What I'm getting at is they don't have to still take a spoon and feed it to her. She knows how to do it. It's in her, thank God. She knows. She'll do it. She'll get there. But these little ones right here, they ain't there yet. They're unable to self-feed. But as an adult, listen, as we grow, Brother Hatt, he's saying to these folks right here, thank God, that they ought to be teachers. They ought to be able to self-feed themselves and then feed up. They ought to be the ones that's giving the milk out to them that needs milk. Instead, they need it themselves. We ought not be that way. We ought not be that way. Any child of God that's saved by the grace of God, I mean, listen, here's the thing, Brother Hatt. We are who we are, and we are where we are by the hand of God. Be careful what you say. You could be here, you could be there. I still know what people mean by that, but I am where I am because God's got me where I'm at.
That's
I ain't got no problem with that. And I said, if there's any fault in any of it, it's me and it ain't him.
I thought
again this week, Brother Robert, I was thinking about some problems, and there's always problems in life, and there's problems this and problems that. And I was thinking, Brother Howard, but you know, it'd be nice to fix all these problems. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, riding down the road in the car, the Holy Ghost said, the reason why you can't fix your problems is you are the problem.
Amen.
That's right, Brother Howard.
Right.
I can't fix the problem because I'm the cause of the problem. It ain't him. That's why I gotta have him to take care of it. I am the problem.
That's him too.
The problem can't fix the problem.
No.
Somebody else has gotta do it.
That's
right. I don't know about y'all, but I got plenty of them.
Yeah.
And I saw him this morning when I was getting ready to come meet with the house of God. I saw him in that old reflection called a mirror. And it ain't no good. There's where the problem's at. That's where the problem's at. When that problem's is me.
Yeah.
Just admit it, thank God. But listen, we ought to move on. We ought to move on. He's telling him, thank God, you can't hear your door. I got to move on. He said in verse 13, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He is a babe. He called them a babe, brother. They're babes. They're babes. He said everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now listen, that statement there, that's a statement he made to them, church this morning. He said, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Well, a babe uses the milk, and he is unskillful in the word of righteousness, Brother Hyde, but that's who he is, and that's where he's at, and there's no problem with that, because he's a babe. But these ought not be babes. That's what he's writing to them. Really, he's rebuking this. He's telling them, y'all to be on down the road.
That's right.
Y'all to be on down the road. A babe is a babe. And they're going to suck on the milk bottle. And they're unskillful. They're unskillful in taking care of their own needs and life and what they need to survive. They're unskillful that, Brother Rob. But they're expected to be unskillful because they're babes.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that, brother. That's where they're at in life. That's where a child of God is when God saved them. They're babes. And they're on the milk. Thank God, the sincere milk of the Word, Brother Hyde, that you may grow thereby.
Yes.
That's the purpose of the milk. That you may grow thereby. A baby grows on the start and ain't getting nothing but milk.
Right.
All he is. You try to survive on drinking milk all day long. I like milk. I don't probably don't drink as much off to, but I like the taste of it, especially if it's cold, brother, if it's ice cold. Real milk now, not that watered down stuff some of you drink. That's all right, you do that, y'all do. I like the real stuff. We used to get it straight out of the stainless steel tank straight from the cow. That was a whole different milk that most people ain't never tasted either. But listen, what I'm saying is, Brother Robert, you go to work and you do physical work and strenuous work. Starting today or tonight or in the morning, don't drink nothing but milk. Don't eat nothing. Just drink milk and see how much strength you have to do your job next week. It'll run out. But a babe can grow on that. A babe can grow on that.
Yeah.
An adult can't. You got to have more. He said the unskillful in the word of righteousness. Why? Because they're a babe. They've got to have continuous care. A babe has to have the milk because their digestive system is not matured enough and it's not to the point that it can digest solid foods or meat. He talks about strong meat. That baby cannot do that. They got to have milk. Their system can handle milk, and their system is set up to get everything they need at that stage in life from that milk. But it's not going to sustain them their whole life. They ain't going to do it. They got to have more. You've got to have more, Brother Robert. That's why I'm talking about a natural body, but spiritually, it's so much the more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. And there is more. He said, notice this. They have it. They've got to have it continuously. They have no benefit. They don't get benefit from their meat because they can't digest it. Because they're a babe. And if they stay a babe, they'd never be able to digest it. If a babe stayed a babe, he'd never be able to eat. She'd never be able to eat meat. But they don't. They grow, Brother Robert. Spiritually, if we say a child of God stays babe, they'll never digest the meat. They can't. They can't. A babe cannot take it, Brother Robert. Can't take it. Now listen, I know this morning. We can't handle all of God at one time. I got sense enough to know that, brother. And He feeds us as we can have. He feeds us, and you take that in, thank God, and you digest it, and it causes you to grow and strengthen you spiritually, and God gives more. I understand that. God does in time, Brother Hyde. I know He's conforming us to the image of His Son, and God does that all in His time. But God don't just throw it all out to you at one time.
No.
I understand all that. Listen, I know you have to grow, and you can rest assured God knows that we have to grow. He said, but strong meat. He said strong meat. It builds structure. It builds strength. Listen, it can carry the load. It can take on the load. It's strengthening, thank God, because there's, if you allow me to say it this way, what's in the meat, thank God, is what the adult needs, is what the mature child of God needs. That's what it is. The milk still tastes good, Brother Robert.
Yes,
sure. Still tastes good.
Yes,
ain't nothing wrong with the milk. Never be anything wrong with the milk. Man gets up, you're preaching or teaching or testifying, a lady testifying on the first principles of God and what God did for them, how they saved by the grace of God, and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with the milk. It's still good. It tastes good. And it's cold, thank God, and it's refreshing, thank God, Brother Robert. I'll stir up your mind by way of remembrance and go back, thank God, when God saved you by the grace of God. And all that's good, and it is refreshing. It's a joy, thank God, to know what God done for you. But listen, they got to be more than that. Dummy, he said, strong meat belongeth, notice this, to them that are of full age. How'd they get full age? They got off the milk. Totally. Not totally as that they don't never drink it no more, but totally that's all they get. They got something else, Brother Robert, added to it. They got they're not always on the milk bottle, but they're growing. They eating some meat. They eating some solids, thank God. And the more you grow, the more you take. Notice this. It strengthens. It grows. It's continual using. Listen, if you continually use the meat that God will give you, it'll change you.
Amen.
Changes us, Brother Hyde.
Yeah.
Not what we know, but who we know.
Yeah.
But you do know more of the what about Him.
Yeah.
But really, it's who you know. You know, have a deeper understanding of Christ because you grow.
Yes.
He said here in the Word of God, your spiritual stature will change if you receive what God gives you.
Sure.
And then you get able to take in the strong meat. And then it grows even more. Because God's growing you. God's building you. God's strengthening you, thank God, in what you need. Again, He said here, notice it, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Milk's still good, Brother Robert. But it don't sustain that full age. It's got to be more. Milk's still good. But it won't sustain an adult like it will that little man right there. It won't. It won't keep you going, Brother John. You got to have, there's more than the milk. If you like milk, it's still good. The milk of the Word is still good. You got to have more. It notice this, He said, even those by reason of use. Here we go. Here we go, Brother Hyde. Here's the grace of God and a child of God. I know it's God in you, both the will and do His good pleasure. But He's talking about using that God's given you.
Right.
You can't deny it. He said here, He said, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know what exercise will do? Strengthen you. It'll strengthen you. I ain't no runner, brother. I'm telling you this right now. I know that a marathon is 26 miles. I couldn't even come close. But I tell you that, I guarantee you, anybody that's ever finished a marathon, or even half a marathon, but anybody that's ever finished a 26-mile marathon, I guarantee you they didn't just start running. They've been exercising and running for a long time. They've built up their legs, their breathing, their lungs, their blood, their whole body has been exercised, conditioning up to that point to be able to do it. They did not. They're not a babe at the running game.
Right.
They're a full age adult. They've been doing it. How did they get the strength to do that? They exercised to the point that they could. They might have started out running a half a mile and add to it. I'm not no runner. I ain't planning on being one either. I could maybe for a little while if my life depended on it, but I ain't gonna run too far. I can tell you that, not no more. But what I'm saying is they didn't either. They added to it. And maybe they got to 5 miles. And then they strived for 6 or 7. And they just kept going, Brother Robert. Just kept going. And they exercised their body because it built their body up to the point that it could do that. They get to that point by exercising. What's God saying here? What's He saying to these Hebrews? He said a full age, them that's full age, the reason they're full age, He said even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Using what? Using what God gave them. He used the milk on the start. Then praise God, eat your green beans. You say, I don't like green beans, eat it anyway. Ain't good for you. Got a lot in it that's good for you. Help you grow. What your body needs. You said that word of God, it hit me strong, brother High, and it cut me and it hurt some, and it didn't taste too good. Eat it anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
It'll help you.
Yes,
it'll grow you. It'll strengthen you. If you exercise yourself in that, the word of God is sharp. It does cut. I understand it does convict. It does reprove. It does rebuke. God give it for that. He says profitable for that, Brother Hyde. It does. I mean, what God gives us, the words of Jesus Christ when He's alive here on the face of the earth, I'm telling you what, they're sharp and to the point.
Yeah.
And they cut. And it didn't take good to a lot of people, brother. And a lot of them wouldn't swallow it either. They cut. But what He's saying here, exercise yourself. But you use what you use that God's taught you. You Hebrews, y'all holding back and you won't move on and you know I'm here and you can't. You ought to be teaching, but you got need of somebody teaching you. And you know I'm here, listen, and you have not used and exercised what God's given you. Because if you had, you'd be falling down the road.
Right.
It builds you.
Yeah.
Brother, you're a pretty tall man, but you wasn't born that way. You had to grow to your stature.
Sure.
It took a few years to get you. You've probably been about that size for a good while, that height. But it didn't happen overnight. I doubt if you was that tall when you was 10. It grew. It just keeps going. You get to a point. You get to a point where you're to a point as an adult. We ain't getting no taller. Probably shrinking. But at the point you grow to where God wants you to be. And you stop growing.
Yeah.
You can grow no more in height.
Well,
can't add to it. But listen, spiritually, He said, you gotta use it and exercise. Church, if I don't use and exercise what God's given me, then you ain't gonna grow. I know God's God, Brother Robert. I ain't trying to hold back the hand of God. And I know, Brother High, church this morning, that God does a lot of stuff in spite of us, how we are.
Sure.
I understand that He's sovereign. I'm telling you, child of God, look it up in the dictionary and then look in the mirror and you about have to agree with me. The word deserve is one of the worst words concerning you that there is in the English language. Because what you deserve ain't no good. What I deserve ain't no good. God's gracious and long-suffering. I understand that, Brother Robert. But I'm talking about, listen, expectation and great growing in God. Listen, you're going to have to use and exercise what God's given you. If you want to grow, if you want to be stronger, if you want to build your spiritual muscles up, somebody can bench press 500 pounds. I guarantee you they've done a lot of bench pressing in their life to get to that point. They've exercised. How'd their muscles get big enough to do that, brother? Because they used them and they exercised them. That's how they got there. It did not just come.
Right.
They had to use it. They had to use it. Notice this, I'll move on. I got to go because I want to get to a point here and I'm running. He said, therefore, leaving the principles for chapter 6, verse 1 of the doctrines of Christ. He said, leave it. That don't mean depart from them. He's talking about moving on, Brother Robert. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. There's some milk in there. He said, let us go on unto perfection. Move on. Go on down the road. Be farther down the road next year than you are now. Let the God of heaven help you and teach you and take you on down the road, Brother High. He said, no, says, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. I told you, he's writing the children of God, saved by the grace of God. They've been saved long a period of time that they should be able to teach, Brother Robert, but they have need that they have to be taught instead of teaching others. They're children of God. He said, from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. He said, and this we will do if God permit. Notice this. Verse 4 through 6. I'm going to read it. I ain't got time to say a whole lot about it. He said, for it is impossible. God said, it is impossible.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not trying to change the word of God, but I'm gonna put that in Keith Ogden. That means it can't happen.
Right.
I ain't trying, it's impossible.
That's right.
It's not gonna happen. It has not happened, Brother Hyde, and it will not happen. That's what that means. It's impossible. There's no possibility of it. If it's impossible, there's no possibility of it. He said, for it is impossible for those who, who were once enlightened. Enlightened in what? Principles of the doctrine of Christ. Right. Them first principles. He said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, notice this, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. There's grace in that. There's the gift of God. Jesus is the gift of God.
Sure.
There's grace. There's faith. There's repentance. It's the gift of God, Brother Robert. He said here in the Word of God, a lot can be said there. Tasted of the heavenly gift. Notice this. Here it is. Here's the scripture right here. These are children of God that have not used and exercised what God's given them. They have not left the first principles. They have not moved on, Brother Hack, going towards perfection, going on to perfection. They're children of God, saved by the grace of God. They ought to be teachers. They ought to be able to teach others, Brother Robert, but they cannot because they still have need to be taught. We ought to listen here. I'm saying to you, child of God, us. I know he's writing the Hebrews, Brother Hack, but this Word of God written to us too. We ought to not be so.
Right.
We ought to grow. And go on to perfection. You say you're going to be perfect? He is.
Right.
You're going on towards the image of his dear son. Conform that way into him. That's the going on. The perfection, listen. We press towards the mark, brother. Christ is the mark.
Yes, right.
He is the mark.
Yes.
He is the standard.
Yes, right.
He's hit the top. If you want to hit the goal, here's the goal. Well, he's the goal.
Amen.
He's at the top. He's the top. You know, everybody used to go to prayer. You hit it with a hammer and try to ring that bell. You had to hit it hard enough to get it up there. Well, he's there. If you will ring the bell, if you'll the mark, brother, I have the mark. Press toward the mark. He's the mark.
Yes.
But you got to go on to perfection. You can't stay back here on the milk. to get to the mark. You press towards that. What Paul said, he pressed towards those. Said Paul knows the once light that knows this of the heavenly gift. Here it is, and we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. That's a child of God.
Yes, sir.
If he's made partakers of the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir.
He's a child of God.
Yes.
We're baptized into one body by one Spirit.
Right.
That's how we're in. That's how he's in. Listen, Christ houses in you this morning in the person of the Holy Ghost, who is his Spirit. That's who the Holy Ghost is. He's the Spirit of Christ. He's in you. He said here in the Word of God, he said they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Notice it. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Now, remember, Brother Robert, he said it is impossible. Here's what's impossible. He said if they shall fall away, I'm not adding to the word of God, church. I'm backing up. I'm putting it in this scripture. I'm not trying to change the way God wrote the word of God does. I'm telling you what he's saying here. I'm not changing. He said if they shall fall away, notice this, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible. That's what he's talking about. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. He said it's impossible. They've been once enlightened. They tasted of the heavenly gift. They've been made to be partakers of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost abides in them, lives in them. They've tasted of the good word of God. They take, and he said, and they tasted the powers of the world to come. He said, if they shall fall away, it's impossible to renew them again unto repentance. Why, seeing they crucified themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.
Right.
It's impossible. He said, you can't go back there.
No.
You can't go back and redo what God's already done and do it over. It's finished.
That's right.
It's finished. He cried out, it's finished, Brother Hyde. But listen, in time, Brother Hyde, in time, there was a day in your life of 1983, I believe it was, that it was finished what God done here.
Right.
And you can't go back and do that again.
No.
He's not dying again for you.
No, sir.
He died one time, thank God. And his death, thank God, he shed his blood. What he paid on Calvary, thank God, is sufficient. So when that word comes to you, When he brings in time to fruition and completion what he always had been, he purchased you on Calvary, Brother Hyde, because you was already his.
Right.
But he purchased you in time on Calvary. When he brought that to you in your heart and he said, it's finished, it's done, man. There's no going back and doing that again. He says it's impossible to renew you to repent. You say, wait a minute, we repent. We repent. If you repented one time, you still repent. I understand that. But listen, Brother Hyde, there was a repentance towards God that brought salvation. Come in. All that work of God, God did. He's not going to do it again.
No.
Not going to do it again.
No.
For him to do it again, brother, would take the meaning that it wasn't sufficient the first time.
Right.
It wasn't efficient the first time.
Right.
It was.
Yes.
There's a few saved by the grace of God. But listen. The only ones that have been made partakers of the Holy Ghost that I can see in this Word of God, brother, is His children.
Right.
That He saved.
That's right.
I don't see nowhere anybody outside the people of God. Them that's saved by the grace of God. Them Old Testament saints, brother, they died in faith. They didn't have the abiding presence of the Holy Ghost.
No. Nope.
Jesus hadn't come yet.
Nope.
He had to die. He had to give Himself.
Right.
He said, then I'll send you another comforter.
I said.
They didn't need another comforter when he is here because he was the comforter.
That's right.
They didn't need another one, brother. Why would they need another one? He's walking the face of the earth. Listen, this morning, we don't need another. He's in you.
That's right.
But listen, if he was, he's not. I got cluttered. But if he was this morning, brother, if he was in the body that was prepared for him, here this morning in this building, if he was walking, with literally walking with us this morning, as he did with his men and his people in those days, you wouldn't be looking for another one. You'd have him alongside you.
That's right.
Sure. In fact, I don't even find where they was looking for another one. He just said, I'll send you another. He informed them that I'm going away, thank God. I'm going back to my father. He said, I'll send you another comfort. another comforter in my state. I'm here now, but when I'm gone, I'll send you another. Listen, they partakers of the Holy Ghost, but they was dull of hearing, brother. That's why they could not teach others. They had need that somebody teach them because they're dull of hearing. Not because the teaching was bad. Not because the Word of God. No fault with God.
Right.
No lack of the power of God, brother. But a man does that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, church. I'm done for the glory of God. I don't know why I'm here. They give me grace to hear.
That's right.
If I'm here, He did.
That's right.
Yes.
But I'll say this too. But I am responsible to Him.
Right.
When He speaks to me, brother, I don't take the top off that. Well, I didn't hear you. I'm responsible to hear you. I got a responsibility to God. It goes back to God because I can't fulfill my responsibility to Him without the grace of God.
Amen.
God bless you, yes, I appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Amen.